psychologically in that term, isn't it? Yeah. And people ever grew any sheep, or ever had any sheep or in this part of this?
No, town? Never seen one down here at all.
You have a name around here for the male sheep?
I think they call them by you. Yeah.
And,
No, the rams and the ewes. Must be a ram, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. The ewes are the females.
And that's what do you call the stuff that you shear off the sheep?
The stuff, you mean that wool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And pigs, now what do you call them, pigs when they get grown there?
Well, call them hogs.
What about the male, what would you call him?
Come boar.
If you wanted to keep a, you say you had a male pig, you wanted to keep one from becoming a boar?
Yeah.
What's the term for what you would do to him?
Castrate him. Mm-hmm. Or cut him.
Cut him, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other terms like that they use?
See now. Castrate, cut. That's two terms we use around here.
You ever heard of fix?
Fix, yeah, you heard of fix, yeah. But cut sounds better.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you which one do you think would be a real polite term?
I'm going to cut that a pig, yeah.
And a pig that's been cut, what would you call him?
I call him a barrel. That could be the term, I'm not sure. Barrel? Come from somewhere it came.
Yeah. What about a female hog? What would you call her?
Well, I call her a sow.
What about an old one that's between a pig and a hog? Got a term for him? No.
Pig and a hog. Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm. For a piglet. Or a hoglet.
What about an unbred female? Got a name for her?
An unbred female?
Mm-hmm. Hog.
Mm-hmm. Pig, hog. I don't know.
And what would be your name for the big teeth that a hog has?
Oh yeah, that's his tusk.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard those calling thing out?
Yes. Tushes.
Mm-hmm.
Expression by the local people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about that stiff hair on his back?
Yeah, it says bristles. Yeah.
Got a term for a hog that's grown a while.
Yes. Piney Woods Rooter.
Piney Woods Rooter.
That's what we call them.
Mm-hmm. Are there many of them around here?
Yes. Thousands of them. Wild.
They do much damage?
Yes. They kill wild other animals. And if they're on these islands, they dig into turtle nests, you know, and destroy turtle eggs.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Smoky Mountains up at the park,
yes.
In Gatlinburg, they're going to have to legalize killing them.
Mm-hmm. They've legalized it here, and they have bow and arrow hunts, and it's harder to kill a boar than it is to kill a deer. They can smell human beings much better than a deer can.
Aren't they pretty mean too?
Yes, if you go uncornered, he will attack you. Vicious animals.
How large do they usually get, you know?
I've seen some of the boars, 200-300 pounds. And they aren't fat, they're all lean.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have a good food, you know, like most hogs do.
Or are you kind of skinny looking?
That's what we call them Piney Woods Rooters, or center hogs.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to hunt some, where would you go? Are there places around here too?
Yes, I would go over on St. Dunstan Island, use a bow and arrow.
But how far is St. Dunstan Island?
7 or 8 miles. They have these hunts. Or up the river. Now, the Apalachico River, you can use a shotgun or a rifle. Dogs. You can trail them out through the woods. You can see signs that they've been there. And they usually come to a special watering hole, and you can just watch and wait. But they're real shifty animals, though.
I just have to get up a tree or something like that.
That's right. Take a stand.
Do you hunt very much?
No. I'm a fisherman.
What are some of the